Last night, Married at First Sight on Channel 9, we had our first dinner party where all the couples do get together. They've had the weddings, they've had the honeymoons, but this is the first time they sit around the table. Mm. They're plied with white wine,
yep,
and all hell ensues.
Yep.
One couple who entered separately was Claire and yes. Jesse. Claire, we know, is the star sign girl, and Jesse is the husband with the giant ick list. Claire joins us from her home down in Sydney. Claire, good morning to you. First question, how's Adam?
Good morning, guys. How's Adam? I don't know. Why don't you give him a call and ask
oh.
him?
Hey.
Claire, she's been on with that this morning.
She's on.
Claire's had a couple of coffees. Claire, you've obviously seen the headlines going around about you and Adam now having this cheating scandal. Is there any truth to the rumours that you've jumped ship and you've shacked up with another groom after yours was such a dud?
Look, no, I definitely didn't jump ship. You guys will have to watch and see how that folds out. We can chat about it next week, maybe.
Oh, okay. Right. Give us one more week. We'll get some answers.
All right. Fair enough. Well, one of the highlights, probably the viewers and lowlights for you, is the shushing incident at the airport and then the subsequent shushing last night. Can we expect any more shushing in this season from Jesse towards you, Claire?
Oh, maybe just one more.
Okay. Ooh, one more. Okay. Can you give us any lowdown? Does Jesse do anything else really ridiculous coming up?
Look, as long as he's not, you know, comparing chats with people to that of suicide, then we'll be fine.
Jesus, okay. What do you mean?
The whole toaster bathtub.
Sorry. Yes, of course. That analogy. Gross.
That was hectic.
Wasn't it? Claire, who do you think got stitched up more by the experts? Was it you getting Jesse or was it Bronte getting shacked up with Harrison?
Look, I'm definitely going to say Bronte and Harrison.
Oh, you reckon that's worse than what you've been made to endure?
Yeah, look, Jesse and I, there's still a chance. We can still turn it around. Like, I think his walls are just fear, and I think that if he leans into the discomfort a little bit, I should be okay. But Harrison, I don't know, that guy's all bicep, no brain.
Yes, he is. He very much is,
very
isn't he?
Very good. Is there any truth, Claire? Because now we're seeing all these voice memos. I'm not sure if you've seen it this morning. The voice memos going around that Bronte 100% knew who Harrison was, that they had matched on Tinder earlier. Yeah. Is there any truth to that? Is that going to come out, or is that any girls chat going around that calling Bronte out she did know?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard any of that. Okay. Look, Perth is a few hours behind us, so I haven't spoken to the girls this morning. Look, don't believe everything you guys read and everything you see because, I don't know, yeah, I can't comment on that. I'm not sure. Sorry, guys.
Are you still friends with a lot of the girls from the show?
Absolutely. You know, especially Sandy more than anyone. You know, she's also a Melbourne girl. We live, you know, 20 minutes from each other and we speak every single day. She has really, you know, become my best friend through this and that's been great. But, you know, Lyndall, Bronte, Liz, like some really great women on that show, and I think that's one of the best things that came from this season was the girl gang.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Claire. Just on Sandy, again, the stitch-up, Dan's already gone public with this other woman that was at the wedding. Is Sandy okay? Because that would just be, I know these shows, you guys get thrust into the spotlight, but that just must be so gross that she's now seeing his new relationship paraded in the media.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It sucks for Sandy. She put a lot on the line and she defied, you know, her parents and culture and the community to risk it for love. And it's pretty unfortunate that he's kind of rubbing it in her face like that. So, yeah, not cool, Dan, if you're listening.
Mm. And we've heard that the people on the show who make the show are quite upset that this has been made public.
Yeah, I don't blame.
What rules and regulations are you guys under about what you publicise once the show starts airing?
I mean, yeah, we have a contract. It's a very lengthy one we've signed, and part of that is not disclosing what goes on. Part of that, also, Harrison, is not telling girls before you come on it that you're coming on it, you know, things like that. So there's people that are breaking several points in NDAs, and if people are also leaking, like you said, voice memos and things about, what's the point of having a contract in place if you're not going to follow it, right?
Does the contract include that you can't reveal anything about your personal life once the show airs, in your personal life that happens after the show?
Yeah, you need to be discreet. Otherwise, it ruins it for the viewers. They want to be invested. They want to feel like they're watching something that they care about and not
not having it ruined for them. So, yeah, it's a shame.
Do you guys all still have like a big WhatsApp group or iMessage group where everyone's in it and then you start sort of like hitting each other with the text and asking these questions and getting annoyed, or is that well past it?
No, we got a good little girls group going on, so it's nice. It's mostly memes and laughing at the boys.
Okay. But do you know, like, do the boys have their own group? Are the boys still mates out of all of this? Or?
The boys definitely probably have their own group. Definitely probably. But, yeah, they 100% have their own group.
Okay.
I can't imagine what kind of crap goes on in there, but good luck to them.
I know. If that ever gets leaked, my God.
I know. Married First Sight, of course, continues tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Before we let you go, Claire, give us a juicy little tease for tonight. What can we expect?
Oh, I actually don't know what's coming tonight. I think it's us moving into Sky Suites, possibly the start of Confession Week. But is it Married at First Sight if there's no tears and tantrums and a little bit of gaslighting?
No, it's not, Claire. So that's what we can expect. Thank you so much for your time, Claire.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Claire. See ya.